my room, and the place just opened up, and the little man come in so fast, and he started at his cup, and the broad to serve the whiskey, she was a big old friendly girl, and she tried to fight her empty nights by smiling at the world. She said, "Hey bub, it's been a while since you've been around. Where the hell you been hiding, and why you look so down?" But the little man just sat there like he never heard a sound. The waitress, she gave out a cough and acted not the least put off. She spoke once again, she said, "I don't wanna bother you, consider it's understood. I know I'm not no beauty queen, but I sure can listen good." And the little man took his drink in his hand and he raised it to his lips. He took a couple of sips and he told the waitress the story. "I am the midnight watchman down at Miller's Tool and Die, and I watch the metal rusting, and I watch the time go by. A week ago at the diner, I stopped to get a bite, when this here lovely lady, she sat two seats from my right. Lord, 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 she was alright. Oh, she was so damn beautiful that she bore my winter frost. But she was long past lonely and well nigh unto lost. Now I'm not much of a mover or a pick 'em up easy guy, but I decided to glide on over to give her one good try. And Lord, 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 she was worth a try. Tongue-tied like a schoolboy, I stammered out some words, but it did not really matter much, 'cause I don't think she heard. She just looked clear on through me to a space back in my head, and shamed me in the silence as quietly she said, 'If you want me to come with you, then that's alright with me, 'cause I've been all so lonely, and anywhere's a better place to be.'" But she said, "Please leave the light off, for I don't mind the dark." And as the clothes all tumble round her, I could hear my heart. Moonlight shone upon her as she lay back in my bed. It was the kind of scene I only had imagined in my head. I just could not believe it, to think that she was real. And as I tried to tell her, she said, "Shh." Then that's all right with me. 'Cause I've been oh so lonely, and anywhere's a better place to be. But I held her in my arms. But she slept like a baby, snug and safe from harm. I did not want to share her with the world or break the mood. So before she woke, I went out and got us both some food. I come back with my paper bag, that she was gone. She left a 6-word letter saying it's time that I moved on. The waitress took a bar ring and she wiped it across her eye, and as she spoke her voice came out something like a sigh. She said, I wish that I was beautiful, or that you were halfway blind. And I wish I weren't so goddamn fat. I wish that you were mine. And I wish that you come with me when I leave for home. For we both know all about loneliness and living all alone. So the little man looked at the empty glass in his hand, and he smiled a crooked grin. He said, I guess I'm out of gin, and I know we both have been so lonely. And if you want me to come with you, then that's alright with me, 'cause I know I'm going nowhere. Anywhere's a better place to be.